Sad day in Central Australia today. Dinky, who's something of a famous singing dingo, who hails from Stewart's Well Roadhouse, in the Northern Territory, of course, Dinky's died. Now, Dinky has been singing, or was singing, to passing tourists standing on an upright piano for more than 12 years, and the performance was went some way to raising money for charity. Last year, our reporter Caddy Brain caught up with Dinky and his owner, Jim Cotterill.
On any day over the last 12 years, this is the sound you'd probably hear howling out of Jim's place at the Stewart's Well Roadhouse. It would tell you the Dinky, the singing dingo, had hit the keys again to sing to the tourists. But this week, the roadhouse is a far quieter place. Dinky's nowhere to be seen. After 22 years, Jim and his wife Marty have sold the roadhouse.
Took a few years. We decided some time ago that we should sell it and spend more time together and enjoy life more. But it did take place last week and it's now in new hands.
So 22 years you were at Stewart's Well?
Yeah, it was sort of a mistake really. So we ended up buying 5 acres with the idea of building a roadhouse, caravan park. And at the time I said to Marty, 5 years, I think that's how long it'll take to set it up, and then we'll sell and I'll move into town. But 5 years dragged out a bit, and Marty, you know what women are like, they're like elephants. I don't mean big and grey, just have long memories.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Jim, because it wasn't 5 years. It was going to be as soon as we made a profit.
Do you think tourism has changed much over the years, having had a whole career in it in the Northern Territory?
It's changed to a massive degree where people would come here knowing that they were going to experience some hardships. They knew they were dirt roads, maybe even four-wheel drive vehicles in some areas. Camping was certainly a lot more rugged than it is today. The early motels left a lot to be desired. But now it's become a soft tour type thing where people arrive in an air-conditioned plane, they get into an air-conditioned bus on a bitumen road. You know, Ayers Rock used to be a trip where it took 2 days to get there. Now people can go out there and back in 1 day in a coach. And I think sometimes the impact of the outback has been lost by the fact that people are spending less time actually seeing, and they tend to tick it off. Oh, well, we've been there, we've been to Alice Springs, we've been to the centre, we've been to the territory. But no, it's been a wonderful experience in the bush, meeting some wonderful people, wonderful tourists. Occasionally you'd meet someone and you'd think to yourself, this person should never have left home. You know, they're not with it. And that's what makes it so interesting and so wonderful, being involved in tourism.
Let's talk about Dinky for a moment. Where did Dinky come from, and were his musical talents always apparent from the start?
The local property owner, Orange Creek Station, Wally Klein, was conducting a dingo poisoning program. Wally came across a litter of dingoes, and for whatever reasons known to himself alone, he decided to rescue. I've always found that a funny little story, because he's baiting the older dogs, yet he saved the young ones. And he came to me and said, Jim, I've got these dingo pups, you've got some kangaroos and emus, you need a dingo. So I said, all right, I'll have one. And if our daughters were playing piano, Dinky would stand alongside and throw his head up and give us a bit of a yodel. Then we put a chair alongside the piano and he'd stand on the chair with his front legs up on the keyboard and he'd continue singing. You know, other dogs howl. He doesn't howl, he sings. There is a big difference. So we don't insult him, of course.
Dinky, how old is Dinky now?
Dinky's 13 years old. He's been retired longer than myself. I pensioned him off about 3 or 4 months ago. And mainly because he's suffering with a bit of arthritis in the hips. And this has meant that getting up onto the piano has been a bit of a struggle. And he staggered on the piano a few times. And I thought, well, this has got to stop. sort of pulled him back and said, no, it's okay. You can retire. You've done well. You've become a wonderful ambassador for tourism and equally a good ambassador for dingoes.
Can we go and see Dinky Jim?
Yes, we can go and see Dinky Jim.
So we're walking inside now.
Come on into the house. Oh, look, there he is. Curled up, I'm not even curled up. He's lying full length on his silk sheet. But as you can see, he's quite comfortable. He's got his legs out there and his head over there. And oh, are you right there, boy?
Retirement's never looked so good.
I know, we can't actually get him singing to the piano anymore. Oh, Dinky.
Yeah, remembering Dinky, that's Jim Cottrell, the owner of Dinky, who's just died in Central Australia. That was our reporter, Caddy Brain, visiting Dinky last year.